from Washington. This is VOA News. South Korean ferry investigators officials reveal new details. The call for a temporary stop to hostilities in Ukraine for Easter. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting from Washington. Officials in South Korea have reported late Saturday the 26-year-old third mate left to steer the doomed ferry through a treacherous waterway was navigating the area for the first time when that ferry overturned and sank earlier this week. Authorities also confirmed Saturday that the ship's captain was in his quarters at the time of the sinking, leaving the inexperienced third mate at the helm. Relatives of passengers on the sunken South Korean ferry have lashed out at authorities after they have failed for a fourth day to enter the vessel. 29 bodies have been recovered from the water, but some 270 remain trapped on board. VOA's Daniel Scharf reports from Jindo.
A father cries out in desperation and anger. At Jindo Stadium, hundreds of relatives of passengers on the capsized ferry wait for a fourth day, hoping for good news. But Coast Guard Deputy Chief Kwe Sang-hwan says rescue divers failed once again to reach those on board, most of them high school students. Relatives of the missing grouped up to give DNA samples to identify victims, in a grim reminder that the body count in this tragedy will only rise. But some, still holding out hope, refuse, asking how it would help save their children. Daniel Scharf, VOA News, Jindo.
Islamic extremists Saturday claimed responsibility for the bombing in Nigeria's capital, Abuja, that left 75 people dead last Monday. In a video message, Abubakar Shekau, the leader of Boko Haram, taunted authorities and claimed to be living elsewhere, to be living somewhere in the capital. Nigerian officials are still searching for 85 schoolgirls abducted from the northeastern town of Chibok on Monday. Saturday, officials said 44 other girls have escaped from the kidnappers who seized them at a secondary school. Friday, school principal Asabe Kwanbura said some of the girls had escaped by jumping from their captors' vehicles, while others managed to escape from a camp where they were being held. More on these stories at voanews.com. The Ukrainian government has announced a pause in security operations to oust pro-Russian militants from buildings they have seized. There's a strong historical religious connection between Russia and Ukraine. For VOA, Michael Eccles in Moscow reports on what role religion plays in the current conflict in the run-up to Easter.
From the outset, clergy played a part in the demonstrations in Kiev and other parts of Ukraine. While church leaders of all faiths in Ukraine appear to support the new political leadership in Kiev, the Russian clergy are keeping silent about recent events. For both Russian and Ukrainian Orthodox believers, Easter is the most significant religious holiday, and this year it coincides with Easter in the West. Many faithful are no doubt praying that Ukrainians and Russians can avoid an escalation of the current conflict. Michael Eccles for VOA News, Moscow.
In Nepal Saturday, a 13th body was recovered from the snow following the avalanche along the lower slopes of the world's tallest peak, Mount Everest. An estimated 100 climbers are reported stranded above the site of what is believed to be the worst ever climbing disaster on the mountain. Three Sherpa guides were injured in the avalanche, which occurred Friday. Authorities in central Yemen say a drone strike has killed at least 13 suspected al-Qaeda militants. Officials say the strike targeted the vehicles of the suspected insurgents Saturday in the Souma area of the Al-Baida province. The French news agency reports that a security official in Yemen said 15 militants were killed along with three civilians. That report has not been confirmed. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly address to reflect on the meaning of the Holy Week and Easter to Christians. Obama, who is Christian, said this time of year is a good time to, in his words, remember the common thread of humanity that connects us all, not just Christians and Jews, but Muslims and Hindus and Sikhs, is our shared commitment to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. In the Republican address, Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee says his party wants to enable Americans. He says Republicans believe government should be a platform for opportunity and freedom, while Democrats want to mandate what Americans must do. More on these and other news at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, VOA News, reporting from Washington.